Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
In situations like this, you see the best of people come out, helping each other. And I think that if we just did that every day, we'd all be a lot better off.
While President-elect Donald Trump rolled out a list of cabinet nominations on Friday, CBS's Katrina Kaufman says there are still more to come.
Trump has said that he will announce all of his nominees by Thanksgiving. We are still waiting for the Small Business Administration director, the head of the National Economic Council, and potentially a pick to lead the FBI.
The Rose Parade is an annual tradition on New Year's Day, and while that's still more than a month away, they held a test run of the floats yesterday in Pasadena. KCAL reporter Kara Finstrom says this is
an opportunity for Tournament of Roses to evaluate the functionality, the mechanics, and whether or not these are road ready.
A settlement between a once rising Hollywood star and his ex.
Attorneys for Jonathan Majors and Grace Jabari agreed to dismiss the case with prejudice. That's according to a joint filing in a Manhattan federal court. Jabari, in her lawsuit filed in March, accused the 35-year-old Marvel and Creed III star of subjecting her to escalating incidents of physical and verbal abuse during their relationship, including assault, battery, defamation, and infliction of emotional distress. Following a guilty verdict, Majors was immediately dropped by Marvel Studios. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Women's soccer has a new champion.
It is Orlando Pride, who are the NWSL champions for the very first time.
The call on CBS Sports. The Orlando Pride beat the Washington Spirit 1-0 for the win in front of a sold-out crowd in Kansas City. Pride striker Barbara Banda scored the lone goal of the match and was named the 2024 MVP. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The Cody James boots are made in León, which is known as the cowboy boot capital of the world because of their long history of making handcrafted cowboy boots. As far back as the 1700s, they've been making quality boots. So those craftsmen, artisans, are literally passing down those skills from generation to generation. Cody James, only at Boot Barn.
And his great Novak Djokovic has a new coach. In March, he split from his coach of 6 years after winning 12 Grand Slam titles together. He hadn't hired a replacement and struggled during the past year, failing to win a Grand Slam or a tour-level tournament of any kind. He ended the season at number 7. Now, he's got a new coach, who he hopes can help him climb back to the top.
25 years of being rivals, of pushing each other beyond our limits.
He posted on Instagram,
"We had some of the most epic battles in our sport. Called us game changers, risk takers, history makers. I thought our story may be over. Turns out it has one final chapter. It's time for one of my toughest opponents to step into my corner. Welcome on board, Coach Andy Murray."
First up, the 2025 Australian Open in January. Djokovic will be looking for his 11th title. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, cloudy skies and highs near 50 today. A southeast breeze developing at 5 to 15. Overnight, we keep the clouds lower 40s. There may be a little rain after midnight. Better chance of rain on Monday, clouds and near 50.
Right now, it's 37.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower.
our bed of white card. Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before.
Oh.
need to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got genie on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. One of the most strident election deniers and ardent Trump supporters lost her Arizona U.S. Senate race November 5th. But Carrie Lake still has not conceded and may yet surface in Washington in President-elect Donald Trump's administration. After a broadcasting career, Lake made her name by refusing to acknowledge the results of the 2020 presidential election. She ran for governor in 2022, but lost by 17,000 votes to Katie Hobbs. Lake never conceded that race and challenged signature verification and the election process in Maricopa County. All seven claims and three lawsuits were dismissed. While disputing the election, she was accused of defaming Republican Maricopa County recorder Stephen Richer, repeatedly claiming that Richer used 300,000, quote, illegal, invalid, phony, or bogus early ballots to manipulate the results. Lake settled the case November 17th for an undisclosed amount, according to the Washington Post. While still battling in court over her 2022 loss, Lake launched a U.S. Senate campaign, still refusing to accept the results of the 2022 election. This time, she lost by over 72,000 votes to Ruben Gallego and still has not conceded that race. The Arizona Republic reports that Lake was seen last week at Mar-a-Lago, one of many visits over the past year. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Kreyer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good Soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so?
Local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Starts and it's magic if the music is grooving. Sunday afternoon. No, 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 no. Ooh, yeah.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
You know
shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Start that won't singing and praying, planning and dreaming. His kisses will start that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him, yeah.